This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. A new musical project led by Nicholas Galanin has signed with legendary Sub Pop Records. Close the Distance is the first single off the debut album for Yatzin, the latest project from Otis Calvin III, Zach D. Wass, and Yael Yatzin, Nicholas Galanin. Yatzin is a nod to Galanin's name.
The Tlingit title, Yatzin, which is Be Alive, translation. For me, using Tlingit language and language is always something that's really important. It's such a core of our ways of being and thinking, and so always trying to implement or engage it with language when I can, even though I'm not, you know, I'm not a speaker of language, but I'm always a student. So
Galanin, who's Tlingit and Anunga, also works as a carver, engraver, and visual artist. He's based in Sitka, Alaska. Like Galanin, musician and guitarist Wass also lives and works in Sitka. Wass works summers commercial fishing with his father and works on music and projects in the off season.
We're excited about this new album, and it's been a long time coming, and Nick really put a lot of work in on the album this time around, and it's really above and beyond anything that we've ever done before. So it's really cool.
On February 10th, Sub Pop announced the label had signed Yatzin. Formed in 1986, the label gained a reputation for signing Keystone Seattle grunge bands like Nirvana and Soundgarden. Its current roster includes Fleet Foxes and the Postal Service. Though the two didn't know it at the time, Wass and Galanin had personal relationships with Sub Pop co-founder Jonathan Poneman, and those connections sparked the project that would eventually become the studio album, Galanin says.
You know, the legendary, right? Jonathan, who is co-founder of the label, who's we've been working pretty closely with, continuing on this project from the, you know, very beginning, has really, I think, been wonderful to work with and provide us with quite an opportunity. They'll always have a deep rooted history in music history. So to have, you know, Indigenous artists in this space, even, I think, is incredible and necessary, because I don't think that I've seen too many Indigenous artists in this place.
The group worked previously under the name Indian Agent. Work on the latest album began about 3 years ago while Galanin was carving a pole in Juneau. For Galanin, the change from Indian Agent to Yatzin was intentional.
Intentions for Indian Agent as a title at the time were to bring light to a history and a conversation that's often overlooked. And that was, you know, that was just a project of basically a record and a single that was released that was kind of using this medium to dive into that dialogue and history and story a bit, and it served its purpose and its intent.
Beside his frequent bandmates, Wass and Calvin, the full-length album, Indian Yard, features a number of collaborations, including two names that might be familiar to Alaskans, Kachung of Bumua and Portugal the Man. Wass says the collaborations help keep playing with the band fresh.
Whatever we're working on, it's like, it feels different from before. I like that. I like that about working with Nick. It's never like the same thing again and again. But what we do, we're bringing in these other people, and it's like we're always evolving and changing. So
Galanin says that normally the band would likely be planning for a tour with the release, but a global pandemic has halted most live performances and touring.
The industry has changed so much. It continually does, but you know, all industries and all creative fields and stuff have been deeply impacted by COVID times. So we're learning what it looks like as we go in a lot of ways. And
the album is scheduled to release April 30th. The single, Close the Distance, is available to stream on a number of platforms. For KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.
Join KMBA News weekdays at 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon for important stories from around the state and more. Connect to the podcast at knba.org.